The entertainment industry delivered some surprising numbers this week. The new James Bond video game, 007 First Light, sold 3 million copies in under 2 weeks, demonstrating continued appetite for premium single-player gaming experiences, despite industry focus on multiplayer and live service models.
Those sales figures are particularly impressive given the current economic environment. At a $70 price point, that represents over $200 million in revenue in just 2 weeks. It suggests consumers will still pay premium prices for high-quality entertainment content, even during periods of economic uncertainty.
The gaming industry is experiencing interesting technological shifts. Exodus debuted extended gameplay footage at the Future Games Show, showcasing next-generation graphics capabilities. But we're also seeing established franchises make surprising pivots. Arizona Sunshine is ditching VR for a traditional flat-screen remake on consoles and PC.
The Arizona Sunshine decision reflects market realities about VR adoption. Despite years of investment by companies like Meta, VR gaming remains a niche market. When developers abandon VR exclusivity for broader platform releases, it signals that the technology hasn't achieved mainstream adoption as quickly as predicted.
Nintendo Switch 2 celebrated its first anniversary this week, and the console has seen remarkable success with 12 first-party titles. However, Nintendo is implementing a price increase to $499.99 starting in September, testing consumer tolerance for premium gaming hardware pricing.
The Nintendo price increase is strategically timed for the holiday season, when demand typically peaks. But it also reflects broader inflation pressures in electronics manufacturing. Component costs, shipping expenses, and labor wages have all increased significantly over the past year.
Computex 2026 just wrapped up in Taipei, with record attendance of 11,000 buyers, largely driven by AI hardware demonstrations. The show has become the premier venue for companies showcasing AI acceleration chips, specialized cooling systems, and high-performance computing infrastructure.
Computex's growth reflects Taiwan's central role in global technology manufacturing. The island produces over 60% of the world's semiconductors and over 90% of advanced chips. This concentration creates both economic opportunities and significant geopolitical vulnerabilities.
Speaking of AI in entertainment, Stellar Blade: Blood Rain faced accusations that its latest trailer used AI-generated content. This controversy highlights growing tensions about AI use in creative industries, where workers worry about job displacement and artistic authenticity.
The AI content controversy reflects broader questions about disclosure and labeling. If consumers can't tell whether entertainment content was created by humans or machines, it raises questions about truth in advertising and fair compensation for human creators.
In legal news related to entertainment, a judge dismissed the Kennedy Center's lawsuit against jazz musician Chuck Redd. While details remain sealed, the case reportedly involved contract disputes over performance rights and venue exclusivity agreements.
Entertainment industry legal disputes often involve complex questions about intellectual property, performance rights, and venue contracts. When prestigious institutions like the Kennedy Center lose these cases, it can set precedents that affect how performing arts organizations structure their agreements with artists.
Flight delays affected entertainment and sports events this weekend, with over 4,400 flights delayed as storms swept the East Coast. This kind of transportation disruption has cascading effects on live entertainment, concert tours, and sporting events that depend on audience travel.
The flight delay situation also demonstrates how infrastructure vulnerabilities affect economic activity beyond just transportation. When people can't reliably travel to events, it reduces revenue for venues, hotels, restaurants, and local businesses that depend on entertainment tourism.
We're also seeing interesting developments in content creation technology. ChatGPT's new email integration allows users to draft and send messages directly from conversations, potentially changing how content creators manage communications with audiences and business partners.
The email integration represents a broader trend toward conversational interfaces for business operations. Instead of switching between multiple applications, creators can potentially manage their entire workflow through AI-powered conversation. This could significantly reduce administrative overhead for independent content creators.
Colorado's drought emergency declaration also affects outdoor entertainment and tourism. Phase 3 restrictions limit water usage for golf courses, outdoor concert venues, and recreational facilities, potentially impacting the state's summer tourism economy.
Drought restrictions create difficult economic trade-offs. Tourism generates substantial revenue and employment, but water conservation is essential for long-term sustainability. States like Colorado are being forced to choose between short-term economic activity and long-term environmental protection.
These cultural and entertainment trends reflect broader changes in how Americans spend discretionary income. High-quality gaming content and streaming entertainment are capturing larger shares of consumer spending, while traditional forms of entertainment like movie theaters and live venues face ongoing challenges from both technology disruption and economic uncertainty.